listen, I'm not thrilled with Jimmy Fallon right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are we blaming Jimmy Fallon for this?
I would say I would let's just say 5. Okay, it's possible. I certainly look, the day the Jimmy Fallon day was day 18, my last day on the island. It was my worst day, in my opinion, on Survivor by far, both in terms of failing at the puzzle to get that twist that happens and is bad, but also it's when I tell Cerie that I might want to target Ozzy, right? That's on me, and I should have known, right? And I don't pretend that, I would have won the game if not for Jimmy Fallon. I would still have been in a rough spot, but I think it's just a reminder that's you can be on a roll on Survivor. You can feel like you're doing everything right, but you're only as good as your worst day.
Yeah, listen, I know. Well, and Christian, why do people keep saying Ozzy's name to Sri? As viewers, we're like, it's so obvious, guys, but clearly it wasn't.
No, I mean, but the thing is, I don't have a full handle on this. I'm trying to explain this to myself. I mean, I think that I can only speak for myself because I was aware it was a big subject of conversation back on our first tribe, was that Ozzy Cerie together, and I think there's just a lot going on. But I have to give credit to Ozzy and especially Cerie, I think, because she's just got a way of talking to people without people seeing that she's talking to people. She's very good at that, and I think this is I had. I mean, obviously, I'm going to go on record. I think Cerie is very good at Survivor. I hope that the controversial take doesn't get me canceled or anything, but she's very good. And I think in part is for reasons that I said, she's so good at blending into the background while doing analysis, right? And if you're able to get on a reality television show and one of your skills is blending in, that should be a sign that this person is very good. And I knew this intellectually, but I think that, let me just finish the question here, that a lot of people, I think I would say, especially me, I had plans for Saria at the end. I wanted so badly to be with her at the end. I talked about with this
You
you and
told me.
Gigi. Yes, I promised I did what I told you I would do. I promised her the finals on day one when she was on my beach. And we had this whole arrangement, which she had lots of arrangements, to be clear. I'm not special. I was number three. Actually, I take it as a
That's
compliment that I
pretty
was number three.
good.
It's
Listen.
pretty good. I'm gonna change my LinkedIn to Cerie's number three.
I thought Devin's was going to be three. So,
Yeah,
hey,
no. I'll take it, man.
take it.
So, but like I said to her, like, look, there are times where like I will look out to you. Let's go to the end, right? There will be times where you need me. There will be times where I need you, and we can protect each other. But ultimately, at the end, we'll protect each other. You, then me, then you, then each other. And well, in the episode, she said, "Oh, the other times where Christian protected me. There are times where Christian protect I protected him." And I was like, "Wow, that's to a degree stuck with her now, still on me." Right. But I thought that I needed her to get close to the end. And I think that blinded me to what else was going on with her.
Interesting. Speaking of the puzzle, because you mentioned it, can you we estimate how long that took? Because it seemed quick.
I think it was, I want to say it was 5 minutes. Again, human body is very poor at telling time, especially under moments of stress, right? I would say 5 minutes. It was doable. It was doable. I think that like in the middle, I think I really got fixated on some small part of the puzzle that I swear there's only one way that this has to go together. So I'm looking for anytime you feel like you have in a jigsaw puzzle a clear one piece to shove in, then you take it because then that makes other things start to fit, right? And it becomes exponentially easier near the end. And I got over fixated and there was like, no, there was another way for another piece to fit. So I got over fixated. And if I hadn't done that, I thought they'd probably 4-ish pieces away. And at the end, it's obvious what pieces go in, right? There are fewer options, so it becomes easier. So it was doable. I could only blame myself for that. But I won't say it was easy. It was not an easy
Didn't look
puzzle.
easy. I don't know. Didn't look easy to me. All right. Rick Devin's fake idol play. Did that draw attention to you? Was that also a factor in why your name was out there this week?
I mean, first off, I want to say coolest use of a fake idol, perhaps
I
in the history
mean,
of
it
the
was
show.
great. It was
It's a
fun.
beautiful idea. It was fun and amazing. I was happy to be in a small role in it. And I think they executed on it, the poll beautifully. It absolutely did bring targets on us, 100%. I mean, I would have, of course, loved for that to be down the line later, but I can't blame Rick because at that tribal council where he pulled it out, there was already people getting up out of their seats and whispering to each other before he ever pulled
Oh,
that
it was
out.
already live.
It was already kind of live. Jonathan had been tipped off about something was going astray. Like my job, as far as I concerned, was just to keep Jonathan on the rails because I was his partner, and like, and I was telling him, "Don't worry, I'm voting for Rick. Don't worry, I'm voting for Rick." Excuse me, and to keep him from doing anything crazy because he, of course, would alert Coach and Chris, and we knew they were all close, right? And so they started getting up and asking questions and things like that. And I think Rick started to get spooked by this happening, and I don't blame him because his butt was on the line. I was sitting there. If I were sitting in there, I was like, don't play it, Rick. I think I got the votes. It's fine. It's easy for me to say, right? So I think he pulled it to save himself, and he did execute it on it beautifully. But it did create a situation where even that tribal was chaos, right? I'm trying to manage these relationships. I have Stephanie saying, "Christian, make Rick show it to you." I'm like, "What do you want me to do?" It's crazy. And I'm like talking to Jonathan, and it's so funny because like I'm like I know I want to vote Coach and Chrissy, and then Jonathan knows things are going wrong. He's like, "Christian, I think we should vote Coach and Chrissy." He's like, "No, we should vote Rick." And eventually I'm like, "Okay, if you tell me to, Jonathan, I'll vote for Coach and Chrissy." It's probably the degree of gaslighting that I attempted to pull on him. It's probably the reason why he wanted to be bad. It's gone so badly this day. So that's
Okay.
probably what happened.
Had he not pulled it out last tribal and you were in trouble tonight otherwise, would you have tried to like use it?
I gotta say, I was properly blindsided this episode. I thought there was a different plan. So everything I was, if you magically put a fake idol into there, I didn't think I was going that
Because you
tribal
thought
council.
Ozzy, was that the plan?
I was told by a lot of people that Ozzy's the plan, but there were
Okay.
signs that I, but here's the thing, there were signs that I ignored that that was not the real plan. And I think in part because I felt so helpless, like, what can I do other than like help Emily's plan move along? Which, by the way, Emily went to bat for me. She could have just thrown me on the bus. She went to bat to try to save
I
me.
was expecting her to throw you under the bus because she's been messy, but she really didn't.
She didn't. She did. That's the thing about Emily. Like, yeah, messy in the tactics, one could argue. Like, she thinks that's a smart idea to reveal that information at that period of time. And often it kind of weirdly works out for her. It's very interesting. And so, somehow it works out for her. But I always trusted her intentions. And that she was, and like she like and she proved it there. Like, she could have just, and she tried to get out Ozzy, the other person she seemed kind of close to.
Close to, yeah.
I take that seriously. But my point being is that, like, the things, so things as they were, I probably wouldn't have grabbed it just because I didn't know it was happening. But if I knew I had options, if I knew it was there, I might have probed more deeply as to whether or not it's the thing I needed to grab. But then,
Got it.
tricky part two, I have to save Rick, because if I grab it, Rick's the other target at that point. So what I have to do at that point, and I'm not saying I had this plan at the time, but if I maybe had some chance to think about it, I would say, yeah, Jimmy Fallon made me vote for myself, but he gave me a silver lining, this idol. Rick grabs a second, and the whole thing is such a rigmarole that it just throws everything into chaos.
Yeah, I was gonna say the one thing I think a lot of us did not like about the Jimmy Fallon thing was that you couldn't lie about the once you get back to the camp, you can't lie about the envelope, right?
I think it limits my options, right? I think that that's
Yes.
and I don't know if how much of this idea was Jimmy Fallon's or not. I mean, Survivor's not going to put something on the show that they're not going to ultimately approve, right?
Of
I don't
course, of
like,
course.
but like the what you want to give the players with any kind of twist is options, right?
Yeah,
And I
some
think that,
maneuvering.
and I mean, like, even and my calculation going out to that journey, which I think in hindsight, even not knowing what the twist was, I shouldn't have done. Another mistake on day 18 that I wish I could take back. But that normally can lie about the bad thing that happened to you. Oh, I don't have a vote, but I can lie about it. And in fact, if I lost my vote secretly for not doing a puzzle, I'd be like, it was a puzzle. And people would be like, do you think Christian lost a puzzle? Maybe he has an advantage.
Exactly.
Which could have backfired anyway, but it's at least complicated. It gives me options, right? I think that's, if I looked, I had such a joyous experience this whole time, but I think if I felt dejected in that moment, it's just like, I felt like there wasn't a lot I could do. Now, that's always a, I think there's always something. I could have been more creative, but like, I think that when I felt boxed in, that wasn't fun, but
Yes.
overall, joyous time.
Okay. I have to ask about because I feel like people are gonna point back to you going after or targeting Mike and Angelina early. Did you feel like it was too early? Any regrets there?
Oh, strategically, no regrets at all. I mean,
Okay.
seriously, the The whole reason I targeted Mike and tried to break up the three is because of the target it would put up on me at the merge. If I feel like I could be wrong, but if I didn't target Ozzy to Ciri, I don't think the bullet was necessarily coming for me this vote. Like the whole point, like on my first season, I was targeted at the merge, then the next vote after the merge, then the next vote after the merge. Now this time I have a trio that if I keep them around, it looks like I'm protecting them. And who's going to take the bullet? It's going to be me. It's not going to be Mike and Angelina. And I told this to Mike. I was talking to Mike, saying, "Mike, what are we going to do?" And he is like, "It's gonna. It's like I'm going to have a huge target on me at the merge. What are we going to do?" And he was like, "We'll figure it out." I'm like, "That's the plan." I'm like, "I wanted to work with him because he's so good at marshaling votes." But at that point, it's like, "No, he's just trying to save Angelina." And I understand that. I respect it. He's close with him, her. I don't. That's not bad. But at that point, I have to look at Mike differently. He's trying to get me to vote out Emily, who again went to bat for me in the end, and now for some reason, and it's like, okay, now I need to look at someone who maybe I don't need to work with. And at that point, he's the glue between Ozzy and Angelina. And once you remove him, I'm in a tribe of five with these two who don't get along. Odds are I survived that vote, and sure enough, I caught no votes coming out of that. And then at the merge, the talk isn't Christian, 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 David versus Goliath three. It's, oh, let's get rid of D. Oh, you have Coach and Chrissy. They're the
I
part of this
mean, it
alliance.
is true. You were like very out there in the first few episodes, and then you sort of went in the background a little bit,
That was the goal. Give me some room to maneuver. Now, again, where my mistakes were at day 18, the day I went home. And I think that clearly, trusting, forgetting about the relationship between Serena and Ozzy, that was critical. But I don't look back at the Mike thing as being a strategic error. The only thing I didn't like about that is that it hurt, is that I knew that Mike's feelings would be hurt because he deeply cares about the show. And I knew that, and I knew that. And I was, but I was, but I wasn't going to march into the merge a dead man on his behalf.
Okay. I know strategically you don't have regrets. I know personally he did, tell me he took it personally. I think, or not me, he told people, and that maybe you were hamming up for the cameras. Like, do you have a reaction to that at all?
I told him why I voted him out. I sent him a message as soon as I got back home because I knew that I didn't know what he would assume about why I did it. I want to make sure it's absolutely clear. So I sent him an absurdly long voice memo. So if he ever gets around to listening to that, he'll at least have some understanding. And I'm hopeful that at some point he will, because when I voted for him, I said, I could understand why he's hurt, to be obviously, but I was like, I don't know if you understand how much respect I'm writing into this vote, and I hope that one day that we can talk again. And so that's just what I hope. In terms of hamming up for the cameras, I mean, I'm not sure that I gave myself a bathroom incident on purpose. I think
Well,
that's
yeah.
I think that I mean I think I'm just me. And certainly when I'm excited, I get more animated, and I think but frankly, I love bringing that joy that I'm feeling, to the game I'm playing. It's so much fun. I mean,
And you know the
every
power
aspect
of
of it.
narrative warfare. We've talked about that in the preseason,
Yeah,
like
yeah. I mean,
taking
like
control of that.
that's the goal of it. So, but of course, I wish Mike well. I hope I'm sure season four of White Lotus will be a banger.
I'm sure. I just talked to Jeremy actually. He was on my recap and we were talking about, had you gotten to the end, were you gonna reveal that you had a son? Like, what was your plan with that?
I'm glad you asked that question. I mean, I would probably, yes, but not as like some grand reveal. I think Jeremy would, well, I think, relate to this. I don't think he pulled it out as like some trump card to win the thing. It would, if anything, to be about coming clean because I kept him to myself. The purpose was not like, oh my goodness, when people find out of the sun, they'll have to vote for me. No, that's silly. That's silly. That's wrong. I mean, I'm no more deserving because I have a child than anyone else there for any number of reasons. It was to say, this is what I was playing
It's
for.
your why, right?
It's my why. It's perfectly
Right.
said, right? And I think that people understanding that, I feel that they would understand my maneuverings and choices and decisions in the game a lot better.
Yeah, Jeremy said he wishes he saw it, but yeah, it would have been cool. Anything you wish we saw in the edit from your game that we didn't?
Oh my goodness. I think that there was so much bumbling that I did at the beginning of the game. I'm not sure I want to see that, but I think that like people would understand like this is just how I am. Like when Rick and I were pulling this crazy fake idol thing, like we were I needed to give him like the twine from the note. So he wanted the proper twine. He's an idol artist, right? You want to give him
Of
the proper twine.
course.
for his art. And somewhere I must have lost the twine. I'm like, where did I lose it? Where did it go? And apparently, so I, there was a pathway that I walked along. I was like, Rick, I think it's along this pathway. We both marched down the pathway doing like a search for it, right? And sure enough, eventually we found what we think was the twine. I pick up the twine, and some neuron in my brain, when I was walked away, just dropped the twine again. I lost it again. I was like, and Rick's just, you could tell internally he's seething, but he's being outwardly patient with me. He's like, did he lose the twine again? It was fine. I think the twine was not the issue, right? But the point was, just the sheer amount of bumbling that went into that was I feel pretty funny.
I mean, so many players that, yeah, I obviously wish there was more time to show every little thing because I'm sure we're missing a lot of context too for a lot of stuff. But in terms of like watching the show back, any people's confessionals and stuff, anything that surprised you, or were you like, this is pretty much how I remember everything playing out?
I gotta say, for the vast majority, I mean, I feel very lucky because I feel like a lot of the story got told through some approximation of my eyes. I mean, I feel very fortunate for that. I mean, I feel like I've had that both of my seasons, so I feel a little bit privileged in that way. But like, it felt very familiar. Yes, there were some conversations. It was like, oh, that's how that thing emerged, right? Things I heard about, but like, and things that are more in focus than other things. So in a way, I think it's like it's not a perfect mirror of my experience of like of what happened, but you think of it like a funhouse mirror, you know, that sort of distorts things. I mean, I'm not saying that distorting out of reality, but distorted from my perceptions.
Right. And then it fills in the holes, like, of course. But yeah, Christian, does this mean like, are we closing the chapter on Survivor? Or are we open to
Oh, I
maybe
never
in the
say
future?
no. I never
Okay.
say a hard no out of that. I mean, like I have been so honored to get to play the show I love, not once, but twice. Let's stop down on that. How luck? I'm like the luckiest man alive that I got to do that. And I got to play
Fair.
on Survivor 50. And I got to have this huge experience out there. I mean, yeah, I mean, like that's a wonderful thing. But I'm not saying, oh, that's enough, that I'm done, right? I mean, like but like, you know, but I also know, like when I went out, I mean, part of the sadness that you see is I do think it's done. I think it's done forever. And not because of I would tell them no, but I just know there's so many other people that they have not brought back yet, right? I got my second shot. There were so many good players that have not got their second shot. So, but if someday down the line they call me, I mean, I'll take the call. Of course, I'll take the call. Hopefully, the
Okay.
timing would be right and it would work. But you know, I mean, of course. So I'd be open to that. You know, life permitting, of course. But what a blast! What a
Of course,
blast!
yeah. I know you have a well, he's not no-born anymore, right? But he's 1 years old
He's
ish.
one now.
That's
He's
crazy.
one.
Because I
Yes.
remember when we were out there. Any other like, are you open to other TV or is Survivor really what you prefer?
I think you know the people know where to find me. You know, you can find me at
Okay.
Chubicky. You know, I'm look, to be clear, I'm a professor. You know, that's what I love to do. If there are bigger ways that I can do that, I am thrilled for it. And in terms of other shows, you know, yeah, you know, I rarely say no out of the gate to things, you know.
Okay. And real quick, Christian, last question. Jeff calls you by your last name. Were you expecting that? And yeah, what was your reaction to that?
I never asked for that, but I appreciate it. I feel like that's a subliminal compliment,
It
you
is.
know.
Yeah, I think
So,
so.
I do take it that way, and it's also good for, you know. I guess now people know I have a last name. That's good, and I'm not just Christian. I appreciate that.
Well, you're Dr. Hubicki, no?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's the posy name.
Christian.
It's doctors anyway.
I
So,
love that you're wearing the shirt, by the way. How
oh,
many of
thank
these
you.
do you have at this point? You have to get
I
new
think I have
ones?
four. I wear them every lecture that I give in class, which I live
Oh.
stream on YouTube, by the way. If anyone wants to take machine learning, you can go through my YouTube live streams and see all my lectures.
Okay. All right.
We're
Well,
wearing the
Christian,
shirt.
I love it. And it was so nice chatting with you today. And yeah, sorry to see you go, but it was a really fun game to watch.
Thank you so much, Sharon.